This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we have Patricia Lohan, the author of The Happy, Healthy, Wealthy Home. She teaches people how to make their homes magnetic to money, luck, and blessings through the ancient art of feng shui. Patricia, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
It's a pleasure to be with you today.
And certainly great to have you out, Patricia. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, what is feng shui?
So feng shui is an ancient art. It's of placement and of it's like acupuncture for your home. So some people might think that it's about knocking walls and changing everything and throwing everything out. But I like to kind of like really demystify that and tell people that it's about having a home that is for good for health and good for wealth.
And who tuning in would want health and wealth? So good stuff. Why is having a feng shuied home vital for vibrant health and vitality?
For vibrant health and vitality, every single part of your home represents a part of your life. So when you think about a house, it actually has its own personality and it's almost like a person. And this can kind of be really hard for people to fathom and think about. But just like a physical body, each part of your body has a function. The heart, the lungs, the liver, it all has its job. And every single part of your home also has a kind of a function. So literally you have a health area in your home, you have a wealth area, you have a career area, you have a family area, all of these parts of your home. And if the energy is not happy in these areas, it's actually going to be impacting your physical health, your mental health, your spiritual health, and your overall energy.
Patricia, tell us, how can people improve their health and well-being using this method?
So there's many layers to feng shui, and I often like to describe it almost like an iceberg. So at the very tip of the iceberg, when it comes to working with doing some feng shui in your home, you would start like thinking your house is like a person and it has its personality. And it can be either a house that's very supportive for people, or it can be one that's not supportive for people. It can be kind of feel like you're jinxed, or you can have a house that's very good for money or bad for money. And then when you move down to the next layer, it's like your house looks like a person. It has eyes, like the windows, so you can see out. It's nice and clear to be able to see out. And the mouth is the front door where the energy comes in. And what we talk about, when we talk about energy, what we really mean is like the vitality, the money, the prosperity, the good opportunities, all of that is coming through the front door. So you want to make sure that the energy is coming into that front door and it's nice and clean and easy to open. And then when you move further in, closer to the different tips that you might hear and heard about feng shui over the years, if you've ever come across it, but one of the key things would be keeping your house clear of clutter. And I don't mean having a house that, you know, people would see houses and they're immaculately clean, but what I really mean, it's not about having a clean house, it's having a house that is clear of things that are holding stagnant energy or negative memories, or like a buildup of energy in, or a buildup of our items that are no longer relevant to their current life or where they're going. So, you know, it could be lots of books, it could be broken things, it could be divorce papers, it could be things that have a negative energy in your home that are literally just holding you back from creating and attracting what you want in your life.
Certainly got to get rid of that negative energy today. We are with Patricia Lohan, the author of The Happy, Healthy, Wealthy Home. She teaches people how to make their homes magnetic to money, luck, and blessings through the ancient art of feng shui here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Patricia, what is the first thing you would like listeners to take action on in their homes?
The very first thing I would like people to take action on in their home is to make sure that they clean their front door and they start thinking about how grateful they are for their home. We often take it for granted. We take for granted that our house and the amount of time we spend in it. So if we're doing a lot of inner work and personal development work and trying to really raise our energy and our well-being, but then we come back to a house and we stay and sleep in a house that is full of clutter or you know, energy that, you know, old things that no longer serve us, or things that are broken or depleted, or, you know, just not in good working order, it really is pulling you down and pulling your energies down. So I would invite people to move around their house and just look at the things that they have in their house right now. And does it spark joy? Because if it doesn't spark joy, it is depleting your energy. And just ask that question as you move around your house.
I think that's a great idea, starting with the front door, no doubt there. Now, you mentioned feng shui helps people attract more money into their lives. What's a quick tip in these regards?
So feng shui is very powerful in helping people attract more money into their lives, because your house may be good or bad for money, and it may be your house may actually be repelling what you want. So you could be doing lots of affirmations and lots of, you know, mindset work and working very, very hard. Yet every time you get a windfall or money comes to you, it just disappears. It's like you have a leak in your wallet. And so when it comes to feng shui, one of the important things around prosperity is to make sure that you actually have and you find your southeast area of your home, which is the prosperity area of your home, and keep it clear of clutter. Start looking around your house and seeing and upgrading things that need to be upgraded that might feel less abundant. Starting to think more abundantly and starting to look around and saying, what needs to shift and upgrade for me to feel more abundant and luxurious in my home?
Patricia, thanks so much for joining us here today and sharing this method of feng shui with the audience. Where can listeners get more information on you and be in contact accordingly?
Yeah, well, people can come and join me at patricialohan.com, where every single week I offer a 1-minute quick tip for something that you can do to enhance prosperity in your home or to enhance the energy or to make your home feel like a space that you love to be there, and making sure that it's 100% supportive of what it is you want to attract in your life, be it love, money, or luck.
Patricia, all the best, and thanks again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Patricia Lohan, the author of The Happy, Healthy, Wealthy Home. She teaches people how to make their homes magnetic to money, luck, and blessings through the ancient art of feng shui. And for further details, visit patricialohan.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.